Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that I got to be here with y'all. I wasn't sure where I was going, and that changed a couple times, but I'm glad I ended here.
You're one of the nicest and oldest churches in
Tallahassee.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, I was sharing with her a little bit about the history mm-hmm. of that pulpit, which was used for the very first Florida Annual Conference. In what year, Phil?
1845.
Wow.
And this church was started as a church right down here in this little pond.
Okay.
On our Heritage Sunday, you'll have to come out sometime and experience the church down by the pond.
Sure. Yeah. Love that.
Anybody else? She had mentioned deaconesses. And I guess most everybody knows that originally Florida State University was a women's
college.
School.
The
but
Florida
it was also a seminary.
Yes, Florida State College for Women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it grew and it became a co-ed college, what, in the early 50s?
In 57.
1957.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of wonderful history. But a lot of people don't know that it used to be a seminary. Where that church, the division between church and state went then, but it's still... yeah.
Yeah, and actually the one other thing of talking about history, the Wesley Foundation at FSU was actually started by the United Methodist Women, who used a different name at that time, and for the first 30 years of our history were led and supported by the United Methodist Women. And then in the mid-50s, it changed leadership to the Florida Conference of the United Methodist Church, and then that's when we got our first pastor, the late Reverend Austin Holliday. There and he was there for 32 years, and Pastor Tim Jones was there for 16 years, and then Dr. Vance Raines was there for 11. Mm-hmm. And Mike is in his second and a half year, and I'm hoping he'll stick with us for a while longer. Yeah. I think he is.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You were talking about coming out and helping with mission.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big mission field right around here.
Sure. Yeah.
We need a lot of help with.
Sure.
So I don't know what kind of help we can ask for or whatever, but. Just
sure.
knowing that you are willing to come and mm-hmm. to help us, just like what we're doing over here with the young people. So there's a Mission Insight. Phil knows how to do that. We've been doing a little bit of checking in our demographics.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, this church was the center focal point of this whole community, but mm-hmm. as things change, as they
sure.
have, but just driving around the neighborhood, there's folks back there that need a place like the Wesley mm-hmm. Foundation called Bethel United Methodist Church.
Sure.
Somehow or another, need
mm-hmm.
your prayers, I guess,
sure.
to help us do that. Just grateful mm-hmm. to know that you're willing to do that.
Sure.
Anybody else?
Sure. Well, again,
thank you, Christina.
Thank you again so much for having me here and for your prayers and support of the Wesley Foundation and young people. I really believe that young people are our future of the church. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.